Humor has power, but can it heal communities and bring people together in divided societies? NPR's Philip Reeves reports that's the goal of two comedians in Pakistan.
Hundreds of people are crammed into a hall. They've come to learn about something they rarely see. In Pakistan, there are not a lot of stand-up comedians.
When it comes to satire, I think that as a culture, we kind of struggle with it.
Saad Haroon is a pioneer of Pakistani stand-up. His humor shines a light into some delicate areas.
I wrote this song called Burqa Woman, which is a parody of Pretty Woman.
He gives the audience a taste of his act.
Burqa Woman, in your black sheet, Burqa Woman, with your sexy feet, Burqa Woman. My love for you, it grows every time I see your nose.
What we're going to do is I'm going to sort of get in the audience early in the piece.
We're at the city of Karachi's Literature Festival. Haroon's presenting a talk about comedy along with this man.
By definition, you know, comedy has to offend someone.
Sanjay Rajura, a writer and comedian from neighboring India. India and Pakistan have a 7-decade history of animosity. It isn't long before a man in the audience starts heckling Rajura over Kashmir, a core part of the dispute between the two nations. Rajura responds with a joke. Eventually, Haroon steps in.
What is your problem, sir? He's a guest in our country. Let's show him a little welcome and a little respect.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This audience is a mostly young crowd. They seem intrigued by these two comedians. They want to know how they prepare their acts and how far they can push their comedy.
I want to ask you, where do you draw the line between a joke and not a joke? And if there is a line?
Some subjects do require careful handling, especially in a country like Pakistan, where the military wields great power. Haroon again.
I would just say that, you know, whenever you start cracking jokes about the army, the plot thickens.
Haroon spent a lot of time in the US. He's asked if it's different performing stand-up there in the West. He says he did a gig not long after the Paris terrorist attacks, and afterwards a man came up to him.
He's like, Saad, you're a Muslim, and the terrorists are Muslim. Do you condemn this attack? I said, excuse me, you're an ass, and the terrorists are ass. You're more closely linked to them than I will ever be. So, you've got to have your own narrative of what's going on.
The talk ends.
I don't know what we have.
Young women crowd around Haroon and Rajura, taking selfies. I ask Rajura why he, an Indian, came to Pakistan. To see friends, he says casually. Then he adds,
I like to come to Pakistan and talk about peace and a lot of other stuff. Some way or the other, I'm doing my bit. I don't know if it's going to help or not.
Working for peace through comedy is an ambitious undertaking in South Asia. Extreme religious and social conservatism is widespread. Risque or politically edgy humor can land you in trouble in India as well as Pakistan. Rajura shrugs this off.
If they want to shoot me, they shoot me. But I won't stop talking because this is where the next nuclear war will happen. We have to fight it. And if we just sit in our living rooms, oh, I don't want to say this because I'm going to get shot, you'll die anyway, you know. So I'm not scared.
Saad Haroon doesn't seem at all scared either. He says there's no shortage of comedy material to work with in South Asia. After all, Indians and Pakistanis often laugh at the same jokes.
Like, I can't even start to get into it, that the similarities. I mean, I think our people literally try to keep each other apart. We need boundaries, we need fences, we need visas, we need planes.
If the warm reception given here to these two comedians is anything to go by, maybe comedy might just bring down a few of those boundaries and fences. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.